You're listening to DraftKings Network.
We are really limping toward the finish line here. Roy came in dehydrated physically, scientifically. He's been broken all weekend. Mike Ryan accused him of being drunk Roy. Roy said, no, it's just not properly hydrated, Roy.
Yeah, that's right. I took Claire to a pool, and I kind of did not account for the fact that I had basically one beer. Now is it. No, the sun was just beaming down on my head, and I came out of the pool very heavy.
When was this?
This was on Saturday.
This was on Saturday.
Yeah, and the entire time, the entire weekend, I was just filling myself with
water. Mike Ryan thinks you're just drunk, Roy, and you don't know how to handle your liquor in the sun.
I know how to handle my liquor. Thank you very much.
Lightweight, yeah.
Here's why I think that, Roy. Because on Friday, you tweeted out drunk, Roy. I know it's you tweeted out that you were drunk on Friday. And then you're telling me the very next day you had one beer and all of a sudden you were magically hydrated. What I'm saying is, please, consider that the two things are related, that you were getting drunk on Friday and dehydrated on Saturday. My guess is they probably had something to do with one another.
Quite frankly, I don't remember that tweet being sent out on Friday.
Okay, and this is why, Roy. This is Roy. This is just you not being able to handle your liquor. Regardless, Roy is blaming others for the fact that he can't handle his liquor. He's an adult, and he got dehydrated.
I very much disagree.
That's fine. You've registered your complaint.
Thank you.
Greg Cody has been playing hurt all show. We've got Billy. He's just learning, Cody is, that Billy has not been here all show because Billy is elsewhere.
What?
Whittingham is down. And I just want to know if you got greater delight anywhere in the show than you did when Tony tried to get the segment in Big Suey off the ground with a lot of opinions on how his vacation went. And it went careening so sideways the entire show into the mountains that I don't know that I've ever seen you happier. Your teeth laughing as Tony took the show and crashed it into a mountain. I've rarely seen you with such joy, so radiant.
Me? I was trying to find Roy's drunk tweet to see if it actually did happen. No,
so
Tony was doing a good job. I think he got us to like his connecting flight, and then that was kind of it. Like I don't know what happened between the time Tony took off, landed at the connection flight, and when he got back, because we were like 10 minutes in, and we didn't get any more than that. I think he just said there was turbulence on one of them.
No turbulence, Billy. Flight. No. See, this is how I feel sitting in the corner listening to Billy's meandering thoughts of, oh, Billy, it's so funny when you do this whole thing. Like, no, it's not. It's tired. It's a tired act.
Well, okay? What was left unsaid? There were a couple
A lot of things were left unsaid.
There were a couple of things in the show today. I hesitate to ask this. I really do, because it does not go well the first time. Can you condense it, though? Because I rarely do that, Tony. I rarely say before a segment, hey, Tony, give me something off the top here. I know you've been wanting to talk. Because
you don't trust him because he sucks at this. Okay,
well.
It's not nice.
Why
am I laughing?
Our investigation right now on Roy's drunk tweet. There was a tweet that he sent out at Anthony Mays. You'd have to worry about drunk Roy producing. Now, contextually, he might be covered. But then I asked him, all right, so what did you do on Friday? He's like, I wasn't drunk. He said with a wry smile. I'm like, you weren't drunk? He's like, no. I'm like, what'd you do on Friday? He's like, I don't remember what I did on Friday. And then Chris said, didn't you play golf? I'm telling you, you were drunk on Friday.
I had one drink after the golf.
One drink.
But they all
Who
say,
has one oh, beer on a golf course?
There's a cocktail.
Never. I'll have one,
Roy,
please.
I've never seen you have one beer. Yeah. Roy, what's your in for one?
In you're the in afternoon.
Roy. No, Roy always exercises restraint.
A Friday afternoon.
Roy.
I was driving, for one thing, so I'm going to get home safely. Just
all right,
one.
But Friday night, you didn't have a drink.
No.
I don't believe you.
Okay,
that's where we are. Yeah, okay.
That's where we
just
are.
Apparently people think I'm lying.
Roy, I've been around you enough, okay? I don't mind accusing you of this, okay? I've been around you enough to know that Roy does not have one of anything. Not a chip, not a Dorito, if there is something to be had that is a drink nearby, one drink Roy is not a creature I've ever met. It's either zero drink Roy or more than one drink Roy. It is not ever one drink Roy.
I do have a witness, though. David Dwar. That's who I golfed with. He covers the Panthers. For
this show descends.
Get him on the phone. Call him on the phone. Yes,
I would love to. Please, let's reveal this great investigation that ends with the seismic content golden payoff of David Dwar being introduced to the audience.
Time,
please,
man.
No, please let it be that. Please let our show call David Dwar to confirm whether or not Roy is lying when he's clearly lying.
Wow.
Because I've never met or known any one drink Roy. And it's just very obviously a lie that shows no good purpose, but as an extra added bonus, also gets us the content payoff of not calling David Dwar and introducing him to our audience. Ah, it's absurd.
It's your problem with Dwar.
It's just asinine. Asinine that Roy would tell this lie that is so flagrant that can only be proven. And Dan, it's the equivalent of look it up. Call David Dwar. I will not. I will not call
Why?
David. Because I don't care that much about whether or not Roy was wrong to be drunk or dehydrated. He's clearly a fool, did not have enough liquid. Period. End of story. Hard stop.
You're right about that. I'm a fool. Yeah.
Just maybe consider the alcohol had a hand in your dehydration.
It does dehydrate. It does. Yes, it happens. So you brave the weekend is the point. Congratulations, Roy.
I'm alive. Thank you.
Hold on a second. There are still 2 days in between the Saturday pool situation and today. What happened Sunday and Monday? How are you still drunk from one beer on Friday?
I filled myself up with water and electrolytes the entire weekend to get back to at least 90%.
You are a brave, brave hero, yeah.
Thank
Roy.
Thank you. Thank
it
you.
Really is.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Having a hangover. Incredible performance.
I do want to clean up in the postgame just a couple of things, though, because I'm going to regret saying this. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to allow Tony to talk until he has expired to end the postgame show. But before I do that, I interrupted Greg Cody much earlier in the show because Mike Ryan was so tired of Anthem talk and nobody's moving on Anthem talk. And let's just bury Anthem talk heretofore forevermore. But Greg Cody did have some thoughts that he wanted to get to. And so before I bore the audience to death with Tony's vacation meanderings, let's get Greg Cody's unsaid thoughts from earlier in the show on the Anthem.
From 3 hours ago?
Yes.
Really? This is a severe left turn going from David Dwar and Drunk Roy to me being serious about something. I hate that we make all these assumptions about who does and doesn't stand for the national anthem. It's such an intimate, personal choice. I stand. I also support Colin Kaepernick and those who don't. And I hope they don't assume that because I do, I don't support them. You know, me standing for the national anthem, I hate what this country has become. I hate that it's commonplace now to hear about these school killings. I absolutely hate that. But me standing for the anthem doesn't mean that I have tacit support for that or that I'm carrying an AR-15. Let's not assume that standing or not standing for the national anthem conveys anything more than what it does at face value. You have a right to not stand. And I agree with what Roy said. Memorial Day is the perfect day to exercise your freedom of speech and your freedom of expression. I respect people who don't stand for the national anthem. Just don't make assumptions about me, please, because I do.
Mike Ryan, you have
said... Oh, you changed my mind, Dan.
Nor did I mean to, Mike.
Seems like you wanted to clear that up with Colin, though. Like you were... Just to make sure that he knew that you still support him.
You know what? I think, America, look, we finally arrived. And I think, as a show, our judgment suffers no impairment. And you can trust us to be moral arbiter here and guide, even though we're super woke. And we will end with Tony telling you all of his vacation meanderings. I am perfectly fine with today's show as burial mark, as cemetery, for we as a show deciding that the anthem conversation has now expired. This is the death of it right here today. Yeah. We're here to bury it. We are here to eulogize the anthem conversation on Gabe Kapler's lifestyle blog.
Greg had final say.
Greg gets the final word because I do
what
believe.
What if Tony brings it back
up, though? I believe at the end we must give the power to Greg Cody to have the final word on the anthem, even though he said something he could have said 8 years ago and had it been no different than what he said today.
Nah, man, I think there's going to be an Easter situation on this one because I bet you he's going to get resurrected sooner or later.
I pose we raise this topic up to the rafters right next
That's
to
it.
Tim
Let's
Tebow
kill it. Let's
and
kill
Bully
it.
Bully Gate.
Yes.
Just raise it Mike, up.
Is Michael Vick up there?
Marina Montana, Michael Vick dog.
Marina Montana is not up there yet.
Mark it down. Mark it down.
Marina Montana is not up there.
I'll decide when Marina Montana goes.
Does Troy Murphy sign with the Heater Celtics? We're raising all up
there. Okay, yes.
Every now and again, though, you have to bring that back. Mike Bibby, you have to.
Thank you. So forevermore, may the words of Greg Cody on Independence Day, between Memorial Day, on behalf of soldiers, let a man who's never fought in a war be the final word. Correct. From his position of white privilege at the height of the White Ivory Tower, where he dispenses all of his wisdoms. Greg Cody, you get to be the final word on police brutality and the anthem.
My opinion, love it or leave it.
Mark it down, May 31st, the death of this conversation.
Tony, there it is. It is over. We have eulogized it. And what's worse at a wake than death and burial and grieving? How about Tony with his Hawaiian observations that nobody asked for? He's got a bunch of vacation observations. He's wearing his Hawaiian shirt.
It's a bold move following the Mike Schur move.
It is really reckless to go from Mike Schur stealing the show with a proper burial for our show to Tony's weekend observations that are not as funny as Mike Schur's.
Mike Hawaiian Schur.
Yes.
What?
No.
What?
I got it.
Tony's wearing a Hawaiian shirt.
That's a good one, yeah.
Oh,
thank you.
Let's start with Tony's Hawaiian observations.
Aloha, boys.
Aloha.
Feels good to be back. As you can see.
Hell yeah, baby.
Woo! Oh, I can see.
Sun-kissed, yeah.
Baby.
I mean, golden hour there. Dan, after 24 hours on a plane, 1.5 million calories consumed, the equivalent of 6 bottles of Casamigos, I can say without a doubt, I feel absolutely disgusting. In fact, put on the poll. If you go on a vacation and don't feel disgusting, no. Did you even go on vacation?
What happened? Wait a minute. Why are Billy and Chris Cody already not being supportive, cringing throughout this? You're cringing, Chris Cody. What are you doing?
I'm good. I think this is going well. Billy, what are your thoughts?
I'm not putting anything on a poll for you.
Okay, you're not getting the kind of teamwork this segment usually requires.
What else is new, Dan?
Yes.
They're my observations.
You need some help. They are your observations.
I rented a Jeep to cruise around. Dan, do you know what the W in Wrangler stands for?
I don't.
Why the f*** is gas $7 a gallon here?
Oh, my God. Oh, it's an island. It's very funny. Mm.
Yeah. The big island.
Dan, ever driven through a cloud?
Yes.
Didn't expect that. I have.
Yeah, in Hawaii.
Mount Haleakala, huh? 10,000 feet? You're literally above the clouds.
You made the decision to follow Mike Schur.
Mm-hmm, that's right. It's the highest point in Maui and still wasn't as high as me, Stu, and Lewis in Austin.
Where is the Ricky video? Where is the Ricky weed farm video?
Yeah.
Chris, how good is the Ricky weed farm video? It's been long overdue. Is it going to be worth the wait?
We hope so.
Well, we did it 9 months ago, so I'm trying to think back. But,
it's a little bit of a catastrophe, Dan.
It's really just witty, you know, learning about weed. It is funny. He's adorable.
That's Zaza.
Mm-hmm.
Found the Publix equivalent in Hawaii. Called Foodland. Dan, you been?
Chris Cody, why are you wincing? I'm going to bail on this.
Give it 10 more minutes.
Hawaiian observation.
They're my observations.
Okay. Yeah,
I'm leaving. I'm not responsible for
this.
I can't support this. I can't endorse this anymore.
Give him a shot. Come on.
Okay, you drown with him.
Oh, he's out of here.
All the locals told me to try the poke. Yeah. It was life-changing.
Mm-hmm.
Top 5 things I ate on vacation.
Oh.
You ready? Number 5.
Yeah.
Eggs and Things breakfast burrito.
Nice.
It was excellent. Number 4.
Excellent.
Yeah. Number 4, cookies and cream ice cream from Banyan Treats, Lahaina Town, Maui.
Mm-hmm.
Number 3, Cool Cat burger place. They had a Don Ho, which is a burger with like a pineapple inside with barbecue sauce. Delicious.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Number 2, the Black and Mahi from Paya Fish Market. Number 1, the spicy ahi tuna poke from Foodland. It's life-changing.
Excellent.
To the one Cuban guy I found in Hawaii, making his way as a wood pen salesman and a part-time guide in Maui, I've got one thing to say to you. Tremenda pincha, primo.
Amen.
Which means it's a tough job. You know there's a Cuban everywhere on the planet? I'll prove it to you. My cousin's baby mamas, sister's boyfriends, dad's godfather,
sold camels in Egypt. El camello. They used to call him that. It means the camel.
Hey, Dan is missing out.
El camello!
Here come the Rainbow Warriors baseball team.
Oh. Attaboy. They have a baseball team?
Oh, they have a baseball team.
Really?
You're going to see them in Omaha.
Oh.
Hey, Rodahana. How about we mix in a few straightaways, huh? 974 hairpin turns over 500-foot cliff straight into jagged rocks. Get over yourself. So let me get this straight. Shaved ice is just a snow cone in a bowl, right? Okay, just making sure. You know what the U in Maui stands for?
What?
Urgent care.
There's a U?
Yeah. Why, you ask? Second to last day, I decided to go snorkeling. I decided not to rent fins because they look patently absurd. And I wear size mistake. 13. After 15 minutes, we see a sea turtle in the wild. I try to follow it. And then I feel a sharp pain in my foot. I look down, there's blood everywhere. Mind you, I'm 30 feet out.
Right.
In the Pacific Ocean.
Sharks.
And there is blood gushing everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Piece of coral sliced my foot open. We leave in the airport in 3 hours. Six stitches, a $500 bill. I limp out to make my connecting flight. The doctor sewed me up.
You guys are still doing this?
Inexplicably, Dan.
You guys are still doing this.
He just got attacked by coral.
Yeah, it's better. It's better.
It's picking up steam.
Chris Cody's
the U in Maui stands for
from
urgent care.
Yeah. Next to you.
There's a U in Maui.
Yeah, the U in Maui stands for urgent care, Dan. Got my foot sliced by
coral. We have to be done with the show.
Hawaii has a baseball team. Yeah, they have a baseball team.
Here come the Lobos.
Yeah.
Rainbow Warriors.
Are they not the Rainbows anymore?
Rainbow Warriors. Yeah, Rainbow Warriors.
Greg's Lobos.
And here they come.
Please, God.
Omaha collision.
Yeah, collision.
I'm pleased with you, Lord.
The doctor that sewed me up.
End this segment.
Yeah.
Inexplicably loved the Time Lord. Robert Williams.
Huh.
The third.
Interesting.
Why the hell didn't I buy fins? Why the hell did I try to follow a sea turtle? Why in the bloody hell is coral so goddamn sharp? Speaking of hell, this room. Amen. Why the hell is it so hot?
Yeah.
Speaking of that. Art Briles.
Why is Lewis shirtless again?
Dan,
shit!
Those, my Hawaiian observations.
Well done.
Very nice. Well done. Yes.